All right, now it's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Let's go ahead and start with Washington. Spicer out. Mooch is in. Russia non-story. Healthcare's awesome. Did I nail it? I think I nailed it. I wish I had paid attention to the lesson on parliamentary procedure in high school, but alas, I didn't. I blame it on an allergy to overhead projectors. Anyway, I need that lesson this week just to figure out what the heck is happening in the Senate. I guess there will be a procedural vote tomorrow to open debate on whether or not we should debate healthcare. I mean, I kid, but I don't. That's essentially what's happening. The question many Republican lawmakers seem to be asking is, what exactly are we debating? This seems to be a move by Senate Leader Mitch McConnell to buy some time and either A, repeal Obamacare outright, or B, see if pressure from conservative groups can turn the tide, or C, give him enough time to get that face-melting crate from Raiders of the Lost Ark to Capitol Hill. You're not going to vote for repeal and replace? Close your eyes. So watch tomorrow for a procedural vote, which could mean more procedure. Say what you will about Republicans in the Senate, but at least they know how to make politics sexy. Huh? Nothing sexier than a procedural vote. Closer to home, Governor Rauner has called lawmakers back to Springfield for a special session starting Wednesday since he has not received the SB 1 school funding bill yet. He promised to do a line item amendatory veto on the bill to cut out the pension reform part for Chicago schools. So Democrats haven't sent him the bill to veto yet. I mean, it's a crummy tactic to shorten the deadline before schools need the money in a week or so. If no bill, then no veto, then no school for anybody. I mean, it can't look good for Democrats that they're holding the bill. But it also doesn't look good for Republicans that they could cut money for Chicago schools. So the state would open on time, but CPS would be in a crisis. So once again, this set of politicians can't seem to think of constituents. They just think about winning their stupid rivalry that nobody cares about. It's like saying that the Tampa Bay Bucks and the New Orleans Saints have a rivalry. You're like, really? Doesn't matter? Nobody can? Really? Why is the governor threatening to line item veto this bill, a move that some even question constitutionality of? And why are Cullerton and Madigan holding such bill? Are they seriously holding hostage the opening of all schools? They would do that? That's ludicrous. Why would you want to be the one holding the bag? This is a dangerous game of political chicken here, because the one that's padlocking the door of a school on August 12th loses. Seriously. Here, I have a fix. I have a solution for all of our revenue needs. I thought about it this weekend. If you fully fund schools in Chicago and everywhere else and give them the necessary state money to pay pension requirements, I'll stop avoiding Illinois tollways. Right? I'll go sit in traffic. I mean, everybody does this. I'll sit in traffic before paying $1.75. Everybody does it. But if we get past this and all the kids get a good education, I'll jump on 294. Right? And I think I'm not alone. Download Nation. Who's with me? Come on, let's go. Right now. Oh, nobody went anywhere? You're still there? All right. Well, maybe next time. The rains over the weekend exacerbated the situation along northern Illinois rivers, especially places like Algonquin. The waters have receded a bit, but they're still at record levels. The best part has been the outpouring of support volunteers to the affected areas to help with sandbagging and other duties. It's great. These people should replace the people in Springfield. Right? Anyone who went to help their neighbor didn't live along the river and went to sandbag and to help people secure their property and their lives, they should go be our representatives in Springfield. Just a quick, can we do an amendatory veto for that? I mean, seriously, this is the best idea I've had since the aforementioned tollway, which was just 30 seconds ago. I'm an idea machine tonight. In weather, nice. Nice day, right? Today was a day that I rolled down the windows and kept the AC on, huh? Look at me, ruining your preconceived notions of me and the environment. Double trouble. In sports, the Cubs and Sox got at each other for the first time of a four-game set that will crisscross the city. The Crosstown Classic brought to you by Blimpies is... Oh, Blimpies fell through? That's too bad. When that just rolls off the tongue. Okay. Well, it's brought to you by someone because it's a corporate sport. The first game was at Wrigley this afternoon. The White Sox were coming in losers of the last nine. The Cubs winners eight of the last nine. So naturally, the White Sox won. Even White Sox fans aren't happy about it. Wow, great performance. Moncada struck out three times. Anthony Swarzak barely closed the game out. Abreu seemed to have a good game, but Adam, who cares? At the end of the day, The Cubs clawed their way back to the top of the NL Central starting today, but the loss drops them to second place, a half game back. Kyle Hendricks was back in the mound, tricking people with his blazing hot 84-mile-per-hour fastball. The calculator miscalculated on a few pitches, ended up leaving by the fifth inning, but he pitched well. He gave up a run. But I don't know. I mean, I'm never a fan of a guy who tricks people when he pitches, right? It's like when Ryan Dempsey used to move his glove. I never liked that. Reminds me of a svelte Rick Rushel out there. But I digress. Now what? Well, they play again. The only way this would be fun to watch for Sox fans is A, they traded Melky Cabrera and brought up Eloy Jimenez and Blake Rutherford, and then Ronaldo Lopez, Lucas Giolito, and Carson Fulmer. There's no B. It's just it's, the minute Mike Pelfrey trots out to the mound this week, I'm turning the channel. Ooh, 2.5 Men rerun. And for the Cubs, the rumor mill continues to churn. There seems to be a lot of stories out there linking the Cubs to veteran star pitcher Justin Verlander. The Dodgers are in need of someone to hold down the fort now that Kershaw is out 6 weeks. But wouldn't it be great to get Verlander in the rotation? Wow. You'd have a Lester, Quintana, Verlander, Arrieta, Hendricks rotation. That'd be sweet. Almost as good as my fantasy baseball rotation. Best in the, I mean, Kluber, Price, DeGrom, Bumgarner. Shall I go on? Anyone who plays the game knows right away I'm a winner. Moving on. So this is a shocker for Bulls fans. Listen to this nice little poke in the eye. I guess Kyrie Irving doesn't want to play in Cleveland anymore, right? One of his buddies from the Olympics is Jimmy Butler. So he's looking for a trade to a bunch of teams, and he included Minnesota because he wants to play with his buddy, Jimmy Butler. Using that logic, there would have been a chance that he would have wanted to come to Chicago to play if we would have held on to Butler, therefore starting a rebuild that would automatically have made us better. Think about that. Irving, Butler, Wade, Blake Griffin. My dream scenario says he would have been picked up too. But boom, we'd be a top three in the East, which, yes, is mediocre basketball, sure, but at least a playoff game in May. But nope, we didn't make any of those moves. We still have Cameron Payne. I'm going to get one of those jerseys, Cameron Payne jerseys. Also, Derrick Rose looks to be the replacement for Kyrie Irving if Irving indeed goes. So D. Rose is now on the only team that's good in the East. So that means that D. Rose will probably go to the NBA Finals and play a bunch of big games televised on ABC, broadcast by Marv Albert. Not just ESPN, ABC. Big time. Good for him. I mean, again, we do have Denzel Valentine, so no big deal. The Bears are back in business this week. Bermanet, baby! Even the local news is getting Bears fever. Linebacker Jarrell Freeman was in the airport in Austin, and he saved a dude from choking on a brisket sandwich. So let's get that story up on the 6, 6:37, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock news and Facebook Live at Stat! Bears football ready to dive right in! Wait, is Cutler still broadcasting the first game? Nah, I'm out. See you in 2018. And finally tonight, a company in Wisconsin's piloting a new program to embed microchips in their employees. Yep, right under the skin, and you'll never need your key card, your password, or your freedom again. So when your boss texts you late night with a task beyond your job description, you say, I can't, I'm sick. They'll just say, Justin, I see your vitals right here. Your temperature's fine. Although your heart rate did go up during Game of Thrones. Also, I can see you right now. You know it's going to happen. That's the carryout for July 24th, 2017. The microchip isn't a bad idea for us at the carryout business. We can regulate how many napkins you use instead of throwing hundreds in your bag. I mean, hey, gotta love science. All right, coming up, Touche, Chris Baronis and Dave Lundy in studio, and at 8 o'clock, the big table, Suntimes CEO Edwin Eisendrath. It's the download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.